USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House members have voted on the $3 trillion coronavirus spending bill, backed by Democrats.
The yeas are 208 and the nays are 199. The heroes bill is passed.
The bill is sure to be rejected by the Republican-controlled Senate. The administration's push for the coronavirus vaccine is called
Operation Warp Speed.
President Trump says the goal is very aggressive.
As fast as possible. Again, we'd love to see if we could do it prior to the end of the year.
He says the country will move ahead.
As of this morning, almost every state has taken steps to begin reopening, and the American people are doing an extraordinary job of continuing to take precautions while at the same time wanting to start, and they will be starting to resume, their American way of life.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The president is looking to get back on the campaign trail, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
President Donald Trump is anxious to get back out on the campaign trail, and his team is actively pursuing scenarios that would allow him to get in front of voters as soon as they determine it can be done safely. The coronavirus pandemic forced Trump to halt his public campaign schedule. His last rally was held in March. The events are a significant part of his pitch to voters and played a big role in a successful 2016 run. The big question is how and in what form rallies will occur. Three campaign officials said there's no concrete plans yet in place to person-to-person campaigning, but a variety of scenarios are being discussed, including the possibility of the president appearing as part of virtual rallies before he appears at in-person events.
COVID-19 has another victim. JCPenney has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It's the fourth major retailer to shut its doors since the pandemic began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The two Georgia men who shot an unarmed black man while jogging say they have a defense. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Gregory McMichael is facing murder and assault charges in Georgia for the shooting death of Ahmed Aubrey. His defense attorneys, Frank and Laura Hogue, are speaking out about the case.
We know several other critically important facts that point to a very different narrative.
The truth will reveal that this is not just another act of violent racism.
The attorneys adding that the death was a tragedy, but the case should not be decided in the court of public opinion.
The full story will not be told until all the witnesses have been found and interviewed, all the documents have been gathered and studied, and all the video has been watched.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Ambo, also known as Vong Fong, made many different landfalls over the eastern Philippines on Friday. Although the tropical system has begun to lose wind strength, it will still forge a path of destruction over the country's northern islands over the weekend. At least 2 people have been injured, and 13,000 people have been forced to leave their homes. At least 50 towns are without power. With the ongoing pandemic, evacuees were required to wear face masks and practice social distancing in shelters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.